Shalom to all. Today is Avraham Mishnah. We're going to be Chayrus, Perek Chas Mishnah Yod, all the way through Perek Tes Mishnah Zayin. Moving on to Mishnah Yod, Elu She'enon Chozim BaYovel. The following things do not go back at Yovel. Now this is a din we find explicitly in the Torah called Sdei Achuza. We know that when the Yidden came into Eretz Yisrael, the land was divided up among the Shvatim, and every single person got a portion of land that was his. He got to keep it, and that was meant to be in his family for all subsequent generations. It went from father to son, so on and so forth. And the Torah tells us that if a person sells his Sdei Achuza, maybe he didn't have enough money, so he had to sell it in order to put bread on the table, by Yovel, which is the 50th year, that's after 7 Shemitah cycles, his field automatically goes back to him. That's what it means by Chazer Yovel. So the Mishnah tells us the following things don't go back by Yovel. Number one, HaBechayra, this double portion that the Bechayra received, that's not considered like he bought it, so he doesn't have to give it back to his brothers by Yovel time so they all could get a portion of it. He gets to keep it. Also, V'hayarish es Ishtai, somebody who inherits his wife, and when she came into the marriage and she had as part of her possession some sort of ancestral field, a Sdei Achuza, and then she died, so her husband, who's from Shevet Yehuda, inherited it. When he yarshins that, that's his, and he doesn't have to give it back to her family. Also, am yabim es eshes achiv, when he does yibum, like we had in the previous Mishnah, when he marries the wife of his brother who had passed away without children, and he inherited his brother, he gets to keep his properties, and he doesn't have to return them to his brother's other family members by yovel time. And also, v'hamatana, if a person gave away his Sdei Achuza as a present to somebody else, that doesn't have to be given back by yovel. Divrei Meir, that's Rav Meir's opinion. Whereas Rechamim say matana kemecher, that no, giving some away as a present is like selling it, and so it does go back by yovel. And Rav Blazer says, kulon chazrim by yovel, all these situations that we mentioned, they go back by yovel time. Now Rabbi Yochanan bar Kamar, he tells us, hayirshes ishtoi, when a person inherits his wife, and among those possessions are the family burial plot, that was a normal thing that they had back in the day, a special burial area just for the family members, so he inherited that, yachzer l'bnei mishpacha, he would have to return that to the family members, because it's not his family burial plot, it's his wife's family, so he has to give that back, but they would have to pay him for it. However, he subtracts from some of the money, because now he's going to be burying his wife in that burial plot, and so let's say there's 10 plots, each are $100, so they would have to pay him $1,000, but then he gives them back $100, because he is burying his wife there, so he really only gets $900. Now in this parak, we discuss something completely different than the rest of the Masechta. We're not going to be talking about Bechar at all. This is going to be about Meiser Behema. The Torah tells us that every single year, a person has to separate all their brand new animals that were born to them. This specifically the kosher four-legged animals, that would be cows, sheep, and goats, and he counts them 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and the 10th one is declared as Meiser Behema. We know that Meiser is always a 10th, so the 10th animal is Meiser Behema, and that's brought to the Beis HaMikdash as a karbon. It's kind of like a regular shlamim. The owner gets to eat all that meat, and obviously he would invite a lot of other people to eat it with him. So says the Mishnah, Meiser Behema noig ba'aretz v'chutz la'aretz. Meiser Behema is an Eretz Yisrael in the chutz la'aretz, which means even when a person takes Meiser Behema and chutz la'aretz, he would bring those to the Beis HaMikdash and use them as karbonos, and this is also b'fnei abayis v'shaloi b'fnei abayis, whether we have a Beis HaMikdash and even when we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. However, the Chum decreed not to do Meiser Behema nowadays, and that's because the issue is, obviously, if the animal is perfectly fine, it has to be brought as a karbon, but wouldn't have a Beis HaMikdash, so it can't be. That means that we would have to wait until it develops a mum, only once it gets a mum, once it gets a blemish, then we could shecht it and eat it, but until then, it's aser begizva avoida, as we've had earlier in the Masechta, it's aser to shear it or to work with it, and we're also afraid that he might end up shechting it without a mum. So therefore, it's best not to separate Meiser Behema for all you out there that have farms. Continues the Mishnah, b'chulin, this applies by chulin with regular plain old animals, avoloi b'mukdashin, not with animals that have kedusha. Now, v'noig b'bakar b'tsoin, applies with cattle and soin, v'ein ma'asun mizal zeh, no taking Meiser off from one for the other, meaning no putting all of his cattle and sheep together and counting one cow, two sheep, three cow, four sheep, and then the 10th one is whatever it is. The cows are separate and the tzayin is separate. Now, Meiser Behema doesn't just apply by bakar and tzayin, it also applies by kvasim and izim, which means sheep and goats, and really, sheep and goats are called tzayin. So over here, the Mishnah is just clarifying what the tzayin means, sheep and goats, but over here, u'ma'asur mizal zeh, one could take off Meiser from one for the other, because sheep and goats are considered the same min. Now, another din is b'chadash u'b'yashan. Meiser Behema applies to new animals that are born this year, and old ones, meaning ones that were born last year that just didn't have Meiser Behema taken off of them yet, they're still Zechiyuv. However, Ve'enu Misasrim Zalazet, one is not allowed to take Meiser off from one for the other, he can't mix the old and new. Now the Chesh of this is as follows, Shahayu Badin, this means there would be a logical way, there would be Kavul Chaymer to say the other way around, Maima Chadash V'Yashan, just like when we're dealing with old and new animals, She'enu Kalayim Zabazet, they're not Kalayim, there's no issue of mating them together, you can mate a sheep from last year with a sheep from this year, but Enu Misasrim Zalazet, one can't take Meiser from one for the other. Well, hakvasim ve'izim, when we're talking about sheep and goats, shehin kelaim zebazet, they are considered kelaim with each other. You can't meet a sheep with a goat. Ein adin shalei sasrim yizal hazeh. Shouldn't we say for sure that you can't take meiser from sheep for goats? Tamlaim, so the pasuk tells us, vatsoin, mashma kol tsoin echa, that's mashma, that all tsoin, all of the flock, meaning all sheep and goats, is considered like one when we're talking about meiser behema. And moving on, Mishnah base tells us, meiser behema starf kimlei regal behema raya. In regards to meiser behema, we can combine them the amount that it grazes. This is regarding combining different flocks for meiser behema. Each flock is technically looked at as a separate chiyuv, and so let's say he only has 9 in one flock and 1 in the other. If we can combine them, so then he would take off meiser behema. If not, then we won't. So what's the shear of tziruf? When do we say that we combine them and when not? So that's what the Mishnah just told us. Kimlei regal behema raya, the amount of the foot, meaning the amount that the shepherd is going to be watching it, as long as they can be considered to be watched together, so then they're considered together. And vakami regal behema raya, how much is this watching done by a shepherd? They could all be considered that they're connected. Shisha asar mil, that's 16 mil. If they're 16 mil away from each other, that's fine. More than that, no. Now, hayubin elu le'elu shloshim u'shtayim mil, let's say in between them, there's 32 mil, ain't a mitstarfin, they're not mitstarif. However, hayuloi ba'emtza, if there's one in the middle, maybe ma'asar ba'emtza, so they're going to bring them and be ma'asar them in the middle, because that middle one combines the one that's 16 amas towards the left and 16 amas towards the right. Now, Rav Meir says, hayardein mafsik l'maiser behema, the Jordan River, that's a mafsik for maiser behema, so if we have two flocks, even if they're right near each other, but they're on the opposite sides of the Jordan River, then we're not able to mitstarif them for maiser behema. Mishnah Gimel tells us, halakuach, an animal that was purchased, or if it was given to him as a gift, patur maaser behema. It's patur for maaser behema. It's only if he owned an animal and then that gave birth to a firstborn, then it's chayav maaser behema. Now we have an interesting din. Ha'ach ma'shotfin, brothers that are partners in their father's yerusha, shechayavin b'kalbayin, if they're chayav in a kalbayin, which is a small added amount that has to be given when a person gives their machsa shekel, their half shekel that they have to give every year. So if they have the status, patur mi maaser behema, so they're patur for maaser behema. Now shechayav maaser behema, if they're chayav maaser behema, patur min ha'kalbayin, they're patur from kalbayin. And now the Mishnah explains itself. Kanu mitfisa sabayis, if the brothers own their nechasim, they own what they have because it's tfisa sabayis, meaning it's still considered the Yerusha. They haven't divided their father's estate yet, so they basically jointly own everything together. So chayavin, they're chayavin meiser behema because this is just considered their father's animals and they would have to take off meiser. However, they're pater from a kalbayin, that's if they take one shekel, which is two half shekels, and they use it for both of their machzah shekels. That does not have to have this kalbayin, this little added amount put in, because again, they're taking it from the property of their father, and if the father pays the machzah shekel for his children, he doesn't have to add in a kalbayin. However, vim lav, if not, peturim their pater. Namely, chalku, if they had already divided their father's property, and then v'chazur nishtatfu, they decided to rejoin as official partners, so chayavin b'kalbayin, they'd be chayavin a kalbayin, even if they take one shekel from their jointly owned money and give it to the Beis HaMikdash for their machzah shekel, they would have to give a kalbayin, because this is not considered their father's properties anymore, due to the fact that they divided them and then rejoined together as partners. This is something brand new, and so it's considered like each of them are giving their own machzah shekel, which does require a kalbayin. In this case as well, upturin meiser behema, they're pater from meiser behema because partners who own an animal together are not chayav meiser behema. Moving on to Mishnah Dalet, hakol nichnas l'dir les aser, all brand new animals are put into the pen to take off meiser behema, chutz min kelayim, except for if this animal was born from kelayim, a forbidden mixture, v'hatreifa, or if the animal's a treifa, v'yotzei daifen, or if it was born by way of cesarean section, umachusr zman, or if it's lacking time. This refers to a pasuk that tells us that you're not allowed to shecht an animal if it's within its first 7 days of life. Only day 8 you're allowed to shecht it, and therefore it can't be meiser behema if it's too young. And v'yasim, an animal which is a yasim, it's considered an orphan. And we explain ezu yasim, what does that mean, an animal that's considered an orphan? Kol shemesa imoy, oishin ishchata. That's if its mother died during childbirth, or it was shechted at that point in time, so it didn't have a mother, wasn't raised by its mother, it's considered a yasim. Rabbi Shua says, even if the mother was shechted, or if the mother had died, but the mother's hide is still there, it's not a yasim, and that's because, as the Rav explains, sometimes they would take this hide and cover the baby animal with it, that gave it warmth, and that helped it be raised properly, and therefore it's like its mother's alive, and therefore it's not considered a yasim. Now Mishnah tells us, shalosh granos l'maaser behema, there are three granos for maaser behema, and before we continue, let's explain a little bit. The beginning of Maseches Rosh Hashanah begins by telling us that there are certain Rosh Hashanahs for certain things, meaning there's a beginning of a year for something. It could be for kings or for maestros or the regular beginning of the year that we know as Rosh Hashanah, and there's various halachas that are relevant when the beginning or the end of the year is. And it's the same with Maaser Behema. There's a certain year for Maaser Behema. There's Rosh Hashanah for Maaser Behema. We're going to see that at the end of this Mishnah, and that has to do with the din that that we learned about earlier in this parak, that we're not allowed to mix chadashim and yishanim. That something that was born last year is not allowed to be meisered with something that was born this year. That's a general din regarding meiser behema. And that means that technically, mida ayraisa, any animal that's born throughout the year could be meisered together, even if we have one that was born at the beginning of the year, with one that was born at the end of the year, it's all considered like one. However, the chachamim were geyser that there's three grunos for meiser behema, which means there's three set times during the year that want to separate meiser from all the new animals that were born to them from the last period to this one. So that's what we clarify. Befreis haPesach, befreis haAtzeres, befreis haChag, divrei Rebbe Akiva. Rebbe Akiva says it all has to do with preis of yomtev. Now, what does it mean, preis? So pras literally means half. And so Rebbe Akiva is telling us that we separate meiser behema halfway till the yomtev. Now, what does it mean, halfway till the yomtev? So according to Rebbe Akiva, since we're dairish hilchas haChag, shloishim yom before the Chag, 30 days before yomtev, we start learning the halachas of that yomtev. So that means that 30 days before yomtev is the time period that we consider before yomtev. And so if we're going to do half of 30 days before yomtev, that means 15 days before Pesach, 15 days before Shavuos, and 15 days before Sukkot, that's when these three Granos and Meiser Behema are. And the reason why he's specifically picking these Yom Tovim is because really, lechatchila, a person should not shecht an animal that didn't have Meiser Behema taken off of it yet. And since people are going to be Oyler Regel, they're going up to Yerushalayim for these Yom Tovim, for the Shalosh Regalim, and they're going to be buying a lot of animals for Karbonos, so we want there to be an influx of animals in the marketplace. That's what Rebbe Akiva says, that 15 days before these Yom Tovim, we take off Meiser Behema, so there's going to be a lot of animals available for Karbonos. However, Ben Azai argues and says, Be'esrim v'tisha ba'adar, it's the 29th of Adar, and that's 15 days before Pesach. Now, he's not arguing with Rebbe Akiva in regards to this time idea of 15 days before Pesach. He's agreeing with him on that. He's just arguing regarding when 15 days before Pesach is. We know that in the Jewish calendar, some months have 29 days, some have 30, and since according to Rebbe Akiva, Adar sometimes is 29, sometimes is 30. That's why all Rebbe Akiva said was 15 days before Pesach. Sometimes it's going to come out on one day, sometimes it's going to come out on a different day. Whereas according to Ben Azai, Adar is always chaser, it always has 29 days. And that's why Ben Azai just simply says that the first Gairin for Meiser Behema is the 29th of Adar. Now the next one he says is Be'echad B'Sivan, on the first of Sivan, which is just a couple days before Shavuos. And in this, he's arguing with Rebbe Akiva because since Meiser Behema was separated right before Pesach, and we know the Shavuos is basically right after Pesach, it's a little bit less than 2 months afterwards, so it means that there's a very short amount of time in between the Garden of Meiser before Pesach and the Garden of Meiser before Shavuos. Therefore, he delays it a little bit. He extends the Garden of Meiser before Shavuos, not 15 days before Shavuos, but the first of Sivan, which is about 6 days before Shavuos. And lastly, Be'esrim v'tisha ba'av, he holds the third Garden of Meiser is on the 29th of Av, and that's because we're going to see at the end of Mishnah, he holds as a suffix, we don't know when the Rosh Hashanah of Meiser Behema is. Is it on the first of Elul or the first of Tishrei? Therefore, he holds that the last Garden of Meiser Behema is done on the 29th of Av, right before Elul, so the animals born during Elul are in their own category. Now the Mishnah continues with third opinion, Rebbe Elazar of Rebbe Shimon Oimrim, both of them say, Be'echad B'Nisan, the first Garden of Meiser Behema is done on the first of Nisan, and that's arguing with both Ben Azai and Rebbe Akiva, and that's because they hold that actually 30 days before Yontif is not when we start preparing for Yontif, it's 2 weeks before Yontif, and when's 2 weeks before Pesach? The first of Nisan, so that's when we take it off, 2 weeks before Nisan. Also, Be'echad B'Sivan, they hold like Ben Azai like this, and Be'esrim v'tisha b'Elul, they hold on the 29th of Elul, so that's another machlokes. V'lama Amru Be'esrim v'tisha b'Elul, why do they say the 29th of Elul? V'loy Amru Be'echad b'Tishrei, and they didn't say the first of Tishrei? And the answer is, Bnei Shehu Yomtif. That's because it's Yomtif, it's Rosh Hashanah, and V'yafshar La'asar Yomtif. You can't take a Meiser Behema on Yomtif, l'fikachik timu Be'esrim v'tisha b'Elul. That's when they preceded it and said that the third Garden of Meiser Behema was on the 29th of Elul, and then once we hit the first of Tishrei, that's already the new year for Meiser. And that's what we discuss right now in the Mishnah. Rameir says, Be'echad b'Elul, Rosh Hashanah Meiser Behema. The first of Elul is Rosh Hashanah Meiser Behema, and therefore any animals born before the first of Elul are in 1 year, and if they're born after the first of Elul, so they're in a different year for Meiser Behema. Whereas Ben Azai says, Ho'eluliyim mis'asrim b'fnei atzmon, those who are born in Elul, they have Meiser taken off on their own. They're considered in a totally separate category, because as we said before, he holds it's a suffix when the Rosh Hashanah Meiser Behema is. Is it on the first of Elul, the first of Tishrei? Therefore, all new animals born during Elul have to have a separate Meiser Behema taken off for them. They can't be taken off with the next years because maybe they're last years, and they can't be taken off with last years because maybe they're next years. So they have to be all by themselves. Moving on to Mishnah Vav, continue to discuss this. Any animals that are born from the first of Tishrei all the way throughout the year up until the 29th of Elul, they can all be mitstarif, as we had explained at the beginning of the previous Mishnah. Now let's say chamish lefnei Rosh Hashanah, chamish lachar Rosh Hashanah. Five are born before Rosh Hashanah and five are born after Rosh Hashanah. Ain't a mitstarfin. They can't be joined together because they're from two different years. However, chamish lefnei if there's five animals that were born before one of these grunas, before one of these time periods we spoke about in the previous Mishnah, and five were born afterwards, they could join together for Ma'aseh Behemah. So ask the Mishnah, so why do we say that there's three different times to take off Ma'aseh Behemah? And so the din is, as we'd explained at the beginning of the previous Mishnah, it's just a din derabanan. Before this time period comes, one can sell and shech new animals they have, but once this time period arrives, lo yishchait, he l'chatchila should not shecht an animal or sell it. However, vim shachet v'shechted or sold it, potter, it's still potter for ma'aser behema. And again, it's like we explained at the beginning of the previous Mishnah, then the chamim had just established these granos, but it's not a din d'oraisa. And Mishnah tells us, ketzen ma'asron, how is ma'aser supposed to be separated from all the brand new animals that were born to him? So the answer is, ketzen l'dir, he puts them in a pen, v'osel hen pesach katan, and he makes a very small opening that could only fit one animal, kidei shelo yu shnayim yichayim latzis ka'achas, so that two are not able to go out at once, we just want one going out at a time. And umayna b'shevet, he counts with his staff as they leave this pen. Echad, shnayim, shloisha, arba, chamisha, shisha, shiva, shmoina, tisha, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and vayotza siri, the 10th animal that leaves, soiker b'sikra, he paints it with red dye, v'ayron, he says, harei zeh meiser, this is meiser. Now loiskar b'sikra, if he didn't end up painting it with red, v'loimanon b'shevet, or he didn't count them with his staff, oishamanon revutzim, oyimdim, or he ended up counting them just as they were crouching on the floor, or as they were standing, and he didn't let them go through the opening one by one, not a problem. Harel Musarin, they're still considered Meisered, because at the end of the day, he did count them, and he made sure that the 10th one was the 10th one. However, Ha'ilai Me'ah V'natal Asara, if he had 100 animals, and he just separated 10 of them, or Asara V'natal Echad, if he had 10 new animals, and he just separated one of them, Ein Zeh Meiser, that's not Meiser. That's because the Pasuk tells us, Asiri Yeh Kodesh, the 10th one has to be Kodesh, and taking out 1 from 10 is not the 10th one. He has to make sure that he counts 1, 2, 3, 5, 7, 8, 9, and then the 10th one is Meiser. However, Rabbi Yudaimer, he argues and says, Harei Zeh Meiser, it is considered Meiser. Now here we have a little bit of troubleshooting. Kafatz Echa Menam Menuyin L'Soichon, he's counting the animals, 1, 2, 3, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and the one of those that was counted jumped back into the pen of the animals that still had not been counted, Harei Lupturin, so all these animals are Potter, because one that's Potter from Meiser got mixed up in here, and we don't know which one that is, so all of them are now Potter from Meiser. However, Min HaMusarin L'Soichon, if an animal that was already designated as Meiser Behema jumped back into the pen of the animals that weren't yet counted, and he can't find the animal, maybe it was raining and the red paint got washed off, so he doesn't know where the animal is. Kulan Yurachi Stavu, all the animals in the pen have to graze until they get a mum, v'yachlu mum elabailim, and they're eaten with their mum, with their blemish, by the owners, because if an animal designated as Meiser Behema does not have a mum, it's brought as a carbon, but if it has a mum, it could just be eaten by the owner. And so over here, all these animals are suffic Meiser Behema. We don't know which one is the one that got mixed up, so we have to wait till all of them get a mum, and then they could be eaten by the owner. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Ches, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.